Well, up to now, we've been sort of on our own with this. But I know that one of your principles in teaching wealth strategy is get help, get guidance. Can you talk about why that's important and how to go about that?
I would love to talk about that. That is perhaps one of my all-time favorite subjects. Let me explain first that there's really two different types of guidance that I think we need. The first is, I think we need some type of a mentor, somebody to look up to, somebody that has knowledge that we don't have. When I was a kid, when it came to bodybuilding and weight loss, it was Jack LaLanne. I'm still amazed at Jack LaLanne. He is a wonder of nature and really an amazing individual. Well, there are people like that in business and in finance as well. Whether it's a Donald Trump or a Robert Kiyosaki or Warren Buffett, you know, here are people who have done extremely well. And they have some knowledge and they're willing to share the knowledge with us. That's what we call a mentor. Somebody that we follow the way they do things. For example, for Tiger Woods, it might be Jack Nicklaus. We have to have some kind of mentor. But a mentor might give us some knowledge and direction, but doesn't help us really on a day-to-day basis.
So the mentor, just to clarify here, could be, is kind of almost like a financial hero. It's not necessarily somebody that I have a personal relationship with that I pick up the phone
to. That's correct. Now, it could be. You know, if you have a person in your life that you look up to financially that can help you, whether it be your CPA or somebody else that you actually know personally, that's great. But it doesn't have to be.
Okay. Now, you're going to make a distinction between the mentor and another kind of guide.
That's right. The other guide, which is in a way the more important guide, is the coach. If you think about a basketball team, you know, the mentor might be a Wilt Chamberlain or a Magic Johnson or somebody, boy, I want to pattern my game after this person. Whereas the coach, this is the real basketball coach. You know, if you're the Phoenix Suns, this is Mike D'Antoni, or if you're the LA Lakers, it's Phil Jackson. This is your coach. This is somebody that is working with you on a daily, weekly, or at least a monthly basis that you have some accountability to and who challenges you on a regular basis. Let me give you an example if I could. Some of us might think, well, I don't need a coach. I can do this on my own. Well, let me tell you how I lost weight. The coach was in Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers requires you to go to a class once a week. Well, they're coaching you. They have a coach. And the importance of that is you're accountable to that coach. Now, some people really can do it on their own. I have no doubt that there are people who have made a lot of money all by themselves. But most of us, we need somebody to help us along. For example, Tiger Woods. Here is certainly the greatest golfer now, and perhaps the greatest golfer in history. And yet, Tiger Woods regularly uses a coach to help him with his golf swing.
The interesting part about that is that the coach, in, say, Tiger Woods' case, may not be, probably is not as good a golfer as Tiger Woods. So the coach, if I'm understanding you, doesn't necessarily have to be, for example, in this case, super wealthy.
That's correct. The coach does have to understand the game, though. And they have to understand the game that you want to play. So, for example, let me take Mike D'Antoni and Phil Jackson again, because they're very different types of coaches. Mike D'Antoni is challenging the norm in the National Basketball Association that you have to have a big man and go slow and just post up, and that's how you play basketball. Mike D'Antoni has this idea that you just run as fast as you can, you get the ball down in less than 7 seconds into the hoop, and you run for 48 minutes. That's his style. Well, if you're a player like a Steve Nash or Sean Marion who plays for Mike D'Antoni, boy, those guys love that style of play. There are other players, though, that might do better in a post-up traditional situation, and they might look at somebody like Phil Jackson, who is also a tremendous coach, but he's coaching a different way. So make sure you get the coach that's right for you, that's playing your game. If you want, for example, to build wealth quickly, Well, don't use a coach that is insisting on saving money all the time and putting your money into certificates of deposit. That kind of coach, while he may help you in the savings game, if your game is wealth and massive wealth building, that coach isn't going to help you there. But you're right, the coach doesn't have to have more money than you do, but the coach does need to be successful. I do suggest that you have a coach who is playing your game or has played your game. Mike D'Antoni played basketball. I wouldn't want a basketball coach that grew up as a golfer, for instance. I want a coach who does play the game that I play or whose coaching process is very similar to at least accomplishing the goals that I want to accomplish.
Now, you give so much importance to this that, in fact,